I have been praying about this a lot, and it's a story that I hold very dear to myself, and I felt that Encounter was a place that I could be very vulnerable with everyone and be very real about what happened in my life and how I was able to work through it and still carry on with my life. Something happened to me. Physically, emotionally, it really hurt. And I always thought that it would never happen to me. You always hear about it, especially college students. And I struggled. Satan had a whole lot of lies that he was telling me, and I was believing them. He told me that I should have known better. I should have read the signs. And that it was my fault that it happened. I wasn't mad at God. I was disappointed in myself. But I wanted to share that because I wanted to show that we do fall short. We're not perfect. But when we're not in a relationship with God and trying to move forward in that, Satan's on the other side just waiting to disrupt that. But on the other side of that, I was able to come out of that, and I don't believe those lies anymore. And part of that was that I could tell I was waking up day after day hating how I felt. I had no peace and no ground to stand on. I wasn't trying to better that relationship with God, but I realized how I felt, and I wanted to change that. So for a while, I went to therapists, and I started coming to Encounter, and I started seeing a therapist, and she was a Christian. And she told me the first day that we met, because I told her I was a Christian too, she's like, if you ever want to bring God into the room and in these conversations, just let me know, and I'll pray, and we'll talk about him as long as you want. And it finally started to come together where I finally had this amazing encounter with God through my struggles and my pieces that were broken. He was slowly picking them up because I was finally talking to him. And yeah, so basically that's like the turning point, is that like I finally encountered my relationship with God for what it was, and he gave me a new perspective. And I realized that I don't have to be afraid of those steps anymore because he's here, and I trust completely in what he has stored for me. And I truly believe that with him on my side, no one can break me. Experiencing this trauma is what allowed me to have such an amazing encounter with him, and I'm not sorry for what happened. I think that it's really hard for us to experience, whether it's small or huge, the evil in the world, and to not feel like a victim. And I didn't want that. I didn't want to carry this anymore. I didn't want to carry what happened to me for the rest of my life. So I gave it to him. And that's why I can stand here and tell you what happened and tell you how it affected me, but how much he saved me. To me, this is a miracle. And I always had an expectation that miracles had to be physical, but I'm really glad to say that God can surprise us and create miracles in the smallest way, even if they're just personal with you. So overall, my point to all of this and why I so badly wanted to share this story was one I asked, don't underestimate Satan, because it's very painful. And I hope that you hear that and understand that it's not that we're not going to have struggles, but if we're working towards talking to God, his voice becomes, it's gone. It's not there. And then the other one is how miracles are found, especially when we're looking for them. They might not always be obvious, but I like to call it a miracle because I like to give that much credit to what happened. And I just wanted to encourage that we experience a lot of horrible things in this earth, and a lot of them are really, really hard to get through, but God always gives us hope and love towards the future to get through those moments. The second verse I wanted to read was John 16:33. He's saying, I have told you all this so that you may have peace in me. Here on earth, you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart because I have overcome the world. He said it, I don't even know how many years ago. What he says is truth, and I just want to keep giving him the glory for what has happened in my life. Even though we have troubles and sorrows, we can take heart in God because he will overcome those. I know I will encounter more trials. This thing isn't going to leave me, but I am taking heart in God to show me the way and to just give me comfort through it. And so I keep praying now that God keeps giving me the strength that he gave me to get through that first trial and to keep on moving on. And I might encounter different trials. And it's so good to know that I have this foundation to build on. Everyone is different and unique. We have different perspectives and experiences, and we react and have emotions to different things. That's what's so great about us. God has created us to be unique. So our relationship with God is very unique and personable. And so I encourage that no matter what your trials are in life, you work towards that relationship that you have with God, because he will give you strength and love and power to get through them. I choose God. I choose to give him my tears, my sorrows, and my pain, but I'm also choosing him to give me my joy and my love and my strength. For me, this is not a story of hardship and pain, but a story of my relationship with God.